Good morning. It is 9 o'clock. I'm going to call the June 12th, 2025 meeting to order. Could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Good morning. Commissioner Lieberman?
Present.
Commissioner Viacana?
Here.
Commissioner Wyatt? Chair Shaw?
Here. And let's all stand for the flag salute, please. All right. I will open it up for public comment for items not on the agenda. Do we have speaker slips?
No request to speak.
Okay, then I'll close public comment and I will move us into planning staff updates.
Good morning, Chair Shaw and Commissioners. Eric Hughes, Division Manager with the Kern Planning Division, here to provide the Commission with updates on recent Board of Supervisor actions and then a preview of your upcoming schedule. The previous two board meetings, let's see, the first being June 3rd, there was a hearing to consider an appeal by Jeff Kwanzi of the North Coast Advisory Council. The project was APPL 2024-00031. Also, Jeff Lentz and Christina Galloway of the Planning Department hearing officer's approval of a request by Peter and Bita Pribslowski for a minor use permit, coastal development permit, CDRC 2023-00060, to allow the replacement of an existing single-family residence with a new two-story residence in the community of Cambria. The appeal was denied and the project was approved with a vote of 4 yes, 1 no. The second item was a hearing to consider a request to amendments to, I'll just say, all the ordinances, the Inland and Coastal Ordinance, Local Coastal Program, Building and Construction Ordinance, Williamson Act, and then our Real Property Division Ordinance, and amendments to the Inland and Coastal Zone Land Use Ordinance to update regulations relating to the Density Bonus Program, County File Numbers LRP 2024-00013 and 00014, for consistency with state law, and to streamline and support affordable housing production. The board approved the motion 5-0. And then on June 9th was the budget hearings and the budget was approved. Thank you. It will go for approval on Tuesday. And that does it for the board items. For the upcoming, your next upcoming Planning Commission meeting is June 26th. The first item is a hearing to consider a request by Victor and Randy Montgomery for a development plan coastal development permit, CDRC 2024-00039, to allow for a new construction of a two-story mixed-use project in the community of Avila Beach. The second item is a hearing to consider a request by Dustin Robinson for a parcel map to subdivide an approximately 30-acre parcel into 5 total parcels for future sale and residential development. The project is located in the is outside the city, outside the limits of the city of Paso Robles. There is a third item is on going to be on the consent, but it is a conformity determination by Central Services to purchase approximately, you know, 9/10 of an acre of land in the city of Paso Robles. And then the next meeting would be July 10th. Currently we have no items, so it's likely that'll be canceled. And we'll give you an update. That concludes staff's updates and I'm available for questions. Thank you.
Does anyone have questions?
Well, okay, one, please. According to the newspaper, a settlement was reached on the Dana Reserve in the lawsuit that was filed, and there was some talk of that coming back to the commission and the supervisors. So I'm curious if there's been some talk on how that may look or the timing of that.
Yeah, good question. Eric Hughes, Planning and Building. So they have, the applicants have submitted an amended project application or an amended specific plan, tract map, all the above, which is approximately a reduction in 100 units and then the 100 ADUs. We don't have an estimated date yet for Planning Commission, but the project is being reviewed by planning staff. And, you know, we'll go through our typical process of kind of back and forth with the applicant until we get the information. And then that project would come before the Planning Commission for a recommendation before going to the board.
Any other questions? Okay. And now I will open it up. Any comments from commissioners? Okay, seeing none, we will move into our consent agenda. I will open up public comment on consent. Are there any slips? Okay, I'll close public comment. I'll take a motion unless there's discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is this a roll call?
Commissioner Viacana?
Yes.
Commissioner Wyatt?
Yep.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
And Chair Shaw?
Yes. Okay. Consent agenda passes. Let's move into our hearings. First up and only up, we have a hearing to consider a request by AT&T Mobility for a conditional use permit to allow the construction and operation of a 35-foot tall faux water tank tower wireless communications facility consisting of the following: 9 panel antennas, 37 remote radio units, 7 surge suppressor units, and 2 GPS antennas. And I will let staff take the rest of the introduction from here.
Great. Thank you, Eric Hughes, Planning and Building. Presenting today, we have Senior Planner Elizabeth Moreno, and in support, we have Supervising Planner Carrie Brown.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Elizabeth Moreno, Project Manager with the Planning and Building, here today to present a request by AT&T Mobility for a conditional use permit, NDRC 2023-00037. The conditional use permit is for approval of a wireless communication facility disguised as a 35-foot tall full water tank. The water is facility consists of 9 panel antennas, 37 remote radio units, 7 surge suppressor units, 2 GPS antennas, and the project also includes associated trenching equipment, cabinets, and hardware within the 900 square foot enclosure with 8 feet tall wood fencing. Here's a vicinity map of the project. The project is located at 2707 Stagecoach Road, approximately 3 miles east of the city of Paso Robles. Oh, excuse me. No, that's actually wrong. It's not. It's actually. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Sorry about that. That was this vicinity map confused me here for a second. But yes, it's 3 miles east of Paso Robles, north of the community of Creston. The parcel is located within the agricultural land use category, and it's surrounded by residential, rural, and agricultural land use categories. Here we have an aerial imagery of the project site. The parcel is developed with an existing single-family residence and an existing cell site, also disguised as a faux water tank. The cell site was previously approved by conditional use permit NDRC 2013-00069 in 2014. The applicant attempted to co-locate to that cell site. However, co-location was not feasible because the cell site contained incompatible equipment and no additional space was available. And then I'll also like to note here that the existing house on the site is about 880 feet from this new site, and the closest residence to the west is about 3,900 feet, and the closest residence to the east is 837 feet. Here's the applicant's overall site plan. Here's the proposed new cell site. Here to the northeast is the existing residence. And then east of that is also the existing water tank, the full water tank. Here we have the elevations, and here we have the south elevation, and then west elevation. Here we have some photo simulations. As you can see here on this little smaller image is what is currently existing, and here to your right is what it will look like with the proposed water tank, and then this is the south view. And this is the west view. Again, here we have the existing, and then here to your right is what would be proposed. And then the applicant did provide a propagation map that shows the existing coverage in the area. So as you can see here, this is the cell site here in red, and the green is the indoor signal, and the yellow is the in-vehicle signal, and then the purple is outdoor. So this is what is existing. And then this is what is what the proposed cell site will do in regards to coverage. So the green, again, is the indoor signal, and then the yellow is in the vehicle, and the purple is in the outdoor area. And then here you have like a side-by-side look on that. Under the Federal Telecommunications Act of 1996, the county is not permitted to consider the effects of the radio frequency emissions when evaluating communications facility. However, staff does verify that the radio frequency emissions meet the applicable FCC standards for public exposure, and this facility has been deemed to comply with the FCC standards and requirements. The project is exempt under CEQA, and a notice of exemption has been prepared, and it's included in the staff report. Staff recommends that you find approval of this conditional use permit based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and conditions listed in Exhibit B. This concludes my presentation. If you guys have any questions, I'm here. And also, the applicant is here for questions.
Okay. Does anyone have questions? Okay, I see no questions. Then I'm going to open it up for public comment. Do we have slips? No slips. Would the applicant like to make any presentation?
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Jerry Ambrose. I'm here on behalf of AT&T. I actually don't have anything to add to staff's presentation, just here to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, does anyone have questions for the applicant? Okay, is there any discussion, or are we ready for a motion? Okay, let's go for a motion.
All right, so glasses here. I would like to make a motion to approve conditional use permit NDRC 2023-00037 based on the findings listed in Exhibit A and conditions listed in Exhibit B.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Let's take a roll call.
Commissioner Viacana?
Yes.
Commissioner Lieberman?
Yes.
Commissioner Wyatt?
Yes.
And Chair Shaw?
Yes. Okay, thank you to everyone. And with that, I will take a motion. I don't have a script here. To move everything into the record. So,
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And I will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you all.
Under 15 minutes. Yay.